Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill does not interfere with the limericks. It's part of the rhyme directive in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, this week Vladimir Putin announced a new addition to Russia's military, a piece of technology so advanced other countries are scrambling to keep up. What is it?
Holy smokes.
I should say other countries don't have it to match it in their military.
In their military.
They might have them to advertise high above football games, though.
Oh, no, a mighty blimp.
Yes,
a blimp.
A fighting military blimp. Blimps have always been an effective military weapon, especially against very slow-moving enemies. Especially the ones who are always staring down at their phones so you can sneak up on them. Russia's new blimp costs $15 million. It can take off without a runway. It can get swiftly to any enemy target that happens to be in the direction the wind is blowing.
But, you know, I like the idea of blimp warfare. I mean, that could kind of put the fun back in war a little
bit. It's
true. You know?
Blimps, balloons, inflatables of all kinds.
Its
only weakness, of course, as a military vehicle, is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocks, spears, slingshots, push pins. You get up close.
Yeah.
Amy, this week a new study from the Journal of Marketing found that people who bring their own reusable bags to the grocery store are more likely to do what?
Write a check standing in front of me. Sorry. Give me a little hint.
The strength of those reusable bags, you know, they can hold several packages of Oreos.
They're more likely to pack them with junk food?
Yes, believe it or not.
Oh,
according to the study, customers who bring their own reusable bags to the grocery store are far more likely to buy junk food than those who don't.
Oh, come on.
I thought the answer was going to be like, talk about it.
I have my own bags, everyone.
Right. See, but I don't often take my own bags just because I forget. The back of the car is full of them. But if you don't take them, then you're faced with that question. Like, if you shop at, like, a natural food co-op, it says, so, no bags, would you like to kill a tree or choke a seal today?
Peter, this week, antique collectors had a chance to bid on a piece of history at an auction in Sussex, England, where what rare artifact went on sale? It is particularly English.
The artifact is particularly English.
Oh, yes. Intimately related to British history.
Someone's knickers?
Yes! Queen Victoria's.
Queen Victoria's very panties!
Yes, it was the original Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no.
The underpants, which are in excellent condition, date to the last 10 years of Victoria's reign. How do we know this? She didn't write the date on her underwear. Well, according to the auctioneer, quote, we've been able to date the pants by measuring the waistband, and they are from the last 10 years of her life.
They're granny panties.
Real granny panties.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're trying to figure out how old a tree is, you measure the rings. Huh. There's carbon dating for fossils. When you're trying to figure out how old the queen was, you measure the waistband of her pantaloons.
I love, too, that these were probably bought by the world's fanciest pervert.